Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Welcome to the program this morning on the eve of Independence Day. Tomorrow, 4th of July, there'll be a great number of things going on around the community, and I want to right now take you down to the tiny hamlet of Tulu, and we're going to visit with one of the organizers of what is one of the largest events in the county each year, and that's the Tulu Fireworks, and it will be on Saturday. So let's hear some information about how you can go have a big time down at Tulu, Kentucky on Saturday.
So welcome, Barkley Hughes from Tulu proper. No, you're actually in the suburbs of Tulu now, aren't you? You've moved out of town.
Yeah, moved out on the edge.
So big event down in the hamlet of Tulu on the Ohio River this weekend. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. This is going to be Saturday night on July 5th, not on July 4th, July 5th, correct?
That's correct. Can't really do it on the 4th, so we're going to do it on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Got a big show planned. Lots of vendors, lots of fireworks. And, you know, we expect about 3,000, 3,200 people there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know too many events in Crittenden County, save the Demolition Derby or maybe one of the greatest football games of all time that would draw this kind of crowd, right?
Yeah, I think it's one of the biggest in the county, and you know, lots of people from the county attend. But we'll have people we have people as far as Florida, Louisiana, Tennessee. You know, lots of people come from different states to see it.
Mm-hmm. So just kind of for our listeners who may have never been to the Tulu Fireworks, describe that. This is more than just a fireworks show after dark. It's more of a community festival, right?
Yeah, it has kind of become that way. You know, a lot of people take vacation time, pack their family, and come up here and, you know, and sit in one of the yards in Tulu and watch the show. We've got quite a few vendors that come up and set up booths to sell food, ice cream, pizza. We got a lot of the school organizations that come in and, you know, they sell their wares and take that money back to the organizations they represent. Every now and then we'll have cornhole tournaments, and we won't be having softball games this year. There's been times we've done that, but yeah, there's numerous raffles going on. I think the Sheriff's Department raffling something, Sheridan Fire Department's raffling something, and then the Tulu Community Center is raffling off a firearm. So all that stuff's going on before the fireworks kick off.
Mm-hmm. And these vendors you'll have there's food and even some other stuff, right? Some knick-knack type stuff. I don't know, you might call it some kind of a little small trade show, or do they still do some stuff like that?
Yeah, there's a few vendors there. They're not just food, I don't think. You know, the big thing is that, you know, the raffles are going on to, you know, to support the various organizations that show up. That's not food, you know. That's
so. Tell us a few of the food vendors. That's everybody's belly is always one of the first things that they think about when they go to these events. They want to come down, and the food vendors are going to start having prepared food, I think, what, 4 o'clock? Am I right on that?
Yep, that's right. They start setting up around 2. They're fully functional by 4. We have livery ice cream. I think we've got Poppy's Pizza. 2 to 3 other vendors that primarily sell food, and then also the school organizations, Project Graduation, Jake Hodge Foundation. They sell various food items there, starting around 4.
Mm-hmm. And what are some other activities that would occupy people? I mean, just fellowship, right? Just visiting. I know the first time I ever went to Tulu Fireworks, it was like a family event for my a family reunion for my wife's family. She's a member of the Guest family from Tulu, which is long and storied for many generations from down in Tulu. So what are some activities people can enjoy while if they show up at 4 o'clock?
Well, there'll be the cornhole tournament going on, but like you said, it's really just kind of a family event because you know it's going to be hot, mm-hmm. and it's going to be scorching hot before the sun goes down. But what a lot of families do, they set up their blankets, they set up their canopies. Some people pull in trailers and set their chairs up on trailers, and they, you know, they visit the vendors, and, you know, and they come back, sit in their area and wait for the fireworks show to go off. There'll be kids playing, the basketball court will be full, there'll be us all kinds of things going on while that's happening.
You know, I've had actually some people ask me this week, you know, can you see, you know, if they go over to Cavan Rock and sit up on the hill, will they be able to see the Tulu fireworks? And sure, the answer to that. The Golconda has one the same night, so you'll kind of have some dueling fireworks, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it might end up being a dueling banjo situation. But yeah, absolutely. You know, Tulu is about 350 feet, you know, MSL above sea level there. So we're kind of down in a hole. But if you're on any of those ridges on the Illinois side or some of the high tops here in the county, you can see the show. But the best way to see it is, you know, right down there on the Tulu Community Center ball field.
Mm-hmm. Right underneath it.
We take a lot of safety precautions, but I think what makes the show so good is, you know, if you're there in Tulu anywhere, you're basically right underneath it. And we've got really good fireworks lined up from Crazy Train. You know, John and Melanie go out of their way to help us with the show. And we've got the best off-the-shelf fireworks you can purchase.
And you want to tell us about you have a lot of donations, Barclay. I know to put this thing on, it's not something that you have this benefactor or the city of Tulu who puts this on. This is all just fundraising, right? And who are some of the big benefactors, if you can share any of that or want to?
Yeah, absolutely. It started out as, you know, Ted Dalton started this thing in 2006. We think it might have been 2003. Nobody can remember. But it was basically throwing out some 4x8 sheets of plywood and setting off fireworks. And people would bring their own fireworks, and then people started showing up, and it just kind of grew from there. But we do have sponsors. I'll run through the list real quick. Maldew's Trading Post from Bardstown, Kentucky, H&R AgriPower, Ackridge Farm Supply, P&H Farms. And honestly, P&H goes above and beyond. We use some of their tractors to get the trailers that contain the fireworks out there. Ackridge Farm Supply, Farmers Bank, Riley Tool and Machine, Sea Plant Credit Union, Whitetail Properties. Man, there's just a – and I want to say that it has kind of become a county thing. Yeah, there's – the people that put this off, they're volunteers from Tulu. They sacrifice their time and effort to get that done. But it really is one of the biggest events in the county. I mean, Marion Tourism helped us out this year. Dr. James, it probably wouldn't happen without Dr. James. You got First United, Boyd's Funeral Home, Clinic Pharmacy, Henry and Henry Monuments, Johnson's Furniture, Liberty Tire, Duncan's, you know, Hodge Outdoor Sports. I mean, and then there's personal donations that come in from people that are not even in this state. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have a crew from Florida that comes up and actually volunteers their time and falls in and helps us get this thing done. There's a lot of moving parts to it. Yeah, I'm just a cog in a big wheel of things that have to happen Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So it is obviously a community-wide event, county-wide event, and spreads throughout the region and beyond, as you say, people from out of state come in. So a lot of fellowship will be going on, a lot of fun down at Tulu. So bring a lawn chair, right? I mean, what do you recommend for folks that are coming down? Blankets, lawn chairs, bring you some drinks, or will you have all that down there?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, bring your kids, spread out your blanket, let your kids run around. You know, when it gets dark, the fireworks are going to come out. You know, We don't have like stadium seating or anything like that. So, you know, bring something to sit on. If you're going to get there early, bring a canopy, hit our vendors and be patient with us. But about dark, all that money that gets donated is going to go up in smoke. Now,
now tell me parking and getting in and out down there in ingress and egress.
Ingress and egress is tough when you pack about 3,200 people in a little town the size of two blocks. But if you know anything about Tulu, there's really, you can come in up the river from the east, you can come in up the river from the west, and you can come in from the south. Get there early, be patient. John and Gary Croft let people park there in front of their, if you know anything about it, you know, they let us park in that field. Be patient. We'll get you in there. You know, if we see that there's still a ton of cars that's not quite set up yet, we may hold the show a little bit. We try to get people time to get settled, fight the weather, but they will go off Saturday night. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Barclay Hughes, one of the organizers of the annual Tulu Fireworks Show and 4th of July weekend celebration, will be on Saturday, July 5th down in Tulu. So come if you can. Come by air, sea, or land, right?
Yeah, we'll get you there. Come on in.
What are you grilling this 4th of July? How about bone-in pork steak or Western-style pork ribs or even Nathan's Colossal Beef Franks? That sounds good. Stop in and see these and other quality fresh meats available at A Cut Above in Marion. A Cut Above is a family-owned business with an on-site butcher offering exceptional meat. A Cut Above is located at 655 South Main Street in Marion. For information, call 270-967-9144.
Now, if you can't make it down to Tulu for the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza, there are other opportunities to celebrate Independence Day with a bang, and they start tonight with Thunder in the Valley down at Fredonia, and there will be funnel cakes and all kinds of family activities going on there in Fredonia. Also tonight, Kentucky Lake will have its fireworks over at the Moores Resort. And then on July 4th, Ameribration celebration at Calvert City. Also on July 4th, Edible down at Holiday Hills will host its fireworks. Then, of course, on Saturday, Crittenden County at Tulu. And then Thunder over Eddy Bay is at on July 5th, as well as Golconda over in Southern Illinois will have its fireworks. I'll be right back after this message with this week's obituaries.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
In local obituaries, William Douglas Bebout, 94, of Fredonia, passed away on Friday, June 27th at Baptist Health. Nikki Porter, 70, of Marion, died Wednesday, June 25th at his home. Jonathan Ray Dunbar, 36, of Fredonia, passed away in an automobile accident on June 23rd. Thomas H. George, 86, of Salem, passed away at his home on Monday, June 30th. Barbara Cherry, formerly of Marion, 93 years old, passed away Friday, June 27th at her home in Durham, North Carolina. Rebecca Lorraine James, 72, of Paducah, passed away at her home on Thursday, June 26th. And in Marion, Eddie Dale Hunt, 82, passed away June 30th at Baptist Health in Madisonville, and his funeral will be today at Gilbert Funeral Home.
Hello friends, this is Shanna down at H&H Home and Hardware, and I want to know if you know what's just as easy as raising 10 chickens. That's right, it's raising 20, so you might as well make it 40. Chicken math is in full swing down at H&H. Live chicks available now with new breeds arriving every week. So round the kids up, bring them on down, and let's hang out a while. That's H&H Home and Hardware. right across from Food Giant in the old Shopco building. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 6, and we hope that you'll find us on Facebook and Instagram so that you can keep up with all the exciting things going on.
And in local sports, a couple of Crittenden County Lady Rockets softball players have been chosen for the Friends of Cole Captains Award. Elliot Evans and Andrea Federico, both juniors this past season, were chosen for their leadership and for their outstanding play. And that's a wrap on this pre-4th of July weekend program. We'll catch you first of the week. Enjoy the holiday, and we'll see you on Monday morning. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.